Why did you carry your coal, man?
We had a coal bucket. Called a coal bucket. And we'd go off at night, we had to go and get everybody in their coal for the morning, you know. As a chore, you know.
Did you do anything with that stuff in your stove when you cleaned your stove out?
No, we'd call it ashes. That's just clean ashes out. We'd take it out and throw it out, you know. Uh-huh. It just nothing, it wouldn't be nothing but ashes and cinders, you know.
Were these kind of gray?
Yeah, kind of gray is what it was. Yeah. Kind of gray.
Do you have any trouble with your foods, with that old black stuff that got in?
Well, we bake it practically ever before winter starts in. We always get up there and clean that flue out, you know. See, I've got on something hard enough I can get up there, you know, and I'll take a cup and hold a bottle, you know, and I'll clean it all out nice before fall starts in.
What do you do with that old stuff?
We just throw it out. It's no good for nothing.
What do you call it?
Supped.
That's dismal, isn't it? You get it on your hands.
Oh, you're just black as a nigger, you know. Yeah, it's tough to clean this out.
You ever take corn and put lye on it? Put it in a barrel or something?
Well, what's I like them feeding out hogs to kill the worms? We use lye that way, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah, we use lye. That's good for the worm hogs, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you take your old dishwater and do that, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you put your dishwater in when you take
it? Well, we used to have slop buckets, you know, and we just poured in them, you know, and take it out to the hogs, you know. Say, this world has changed when I was a boy. This is a modern world now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of screwy, too.
Oh, man. Used to be, we'd go downtown at nights, the drugstores would be open 11, 12, and the restaurants, and Saturday nights, as many people, and you could all walk down the streets. It's a modern world now. Drugstores close 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. The restaurant closed. You go down there. And why, it's nobody like I used to love it. Jack would come home and go down, you know, on Saturday night when he used to have big crowd, and I'd be playing here, maybe getting a fight or mm-hmm. Large well. He'll come out, why, there's nobody downtown. It's a modern world. Things change. They're home playing the television.
Well, there's nothing for them down there.
Not a thing in the world.
Used to be people, but now
it ain't. It's a modern. It's all together just different like day and night.
I wonder if it's that way with the county fair now, too.
Well, we have a pretty fair county fair yet. Now, ours will start the 10th. Let's see, that'll be next week it starts. And we have a pretty fair county fair, you know.
We're trying to build some new fairgrounds buildings in Payne County. The old ones, they just let go. I don't know why they didn't
let them run down. Yeah. Yeah, they're just letting things go to pieces.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
Now they want $500,000 to build some new ones.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a lot of money.
Oh, I know it is. You bet it is.
I don't know if they're going to get it or not. I'd feel a little better about it if we'd gotten the things that we voted for in the last bond issues. If they come out as we voted for them,
yeah,
they didn't come out that way.
Yeah, no, it didn't come out like they're supposed to.
Yeah, plans were all drawn, we voted on these plans, and then after we voted on them, they changed them.
Yeah, changed them around. Absolutely.
Did you eat much hominy when you were a boy?
Oh, yeah, we did everything, you know. Say, I'll tell you now, butchering used to be a wonderful thing on the farm. We put in about 2 days. We killed 6 to 8 big hogs. And then we'd have to, you know, put that meat all up on the roof, you know, on the shed, letting it freeze overnight, you know. And then we'd trim, next day we'd trim all that meat and trim all the lard off and cut it up. And we had a big kettle, you know, it had a frame to sit in, and we built a fire in it. And last time I'd render 2 big 35 gallons of that.
Good heavens.
It takes about 2 days to that, but, you know, you have to cook it slow, you know. Uh-huh. And get it just right, you know. And we put in about 2 days of butchering.
Hmm. Who tended the fire?
Well, I tend to that. I tend to it as long as I cooked, you know. And I watched so it didn't get too big a fire, so you make the lard run over and set it on the fire, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd have to watch that, and I'd keep water set in that case anything went wrong. I'd throw them, put the fire out right quick if I could, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty easy job to cook that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it'll run over on you so easy, and then that fire will set the whole kettle on fire.
Uh-huh.